the rest of the story. Middle of winter, middle of the night, Allen dashed through the Philadelphia train station. He spotted Ward Lehman. He ran up to him. "You're being stalked by killers," Allen said. The Virginia-born attorney nodded grimly. "I received your message," he replied. "That's why I'm here." Indeed, Mr. Lehman had planned to spend the night at the Jones House Hotel in Harrisburg and then to resume his journey in the morning. Yet, having been warned of the murderous conspiracy, he had hurried by train to Philadelphia. "What now?" he asked Allen. Well, according to what Allen had learned undercover, the killers knew Mr. Lehman's travel schedule. They knew when his train was supposed to stop at the Calvert Street station in Baltimore. That's where the ambush was to take place. They even had contingency plans in case the itinerary changed, which meant the attack could come anywhere along Lehman's travel route. "That's why I insisted you come here immediately," Allen said. "You must stay ahead of schedule if you are to avoid these murderers." So, Allen and Mr. Lehman and Mr. Lehman's companion promptly disguised themselves and boarded the night train for Baltimore. And the train chugged out of the station. Seated together, they whispered the inevitable questions and answers. "How many conspirators were there?" the lawyer asked. "At least 30, Allen answered, "with 8 of them armed and preparing to shoot." Lehman swallowed hard. His companion cracked a joke that seemed inappropriate under the circumstances. In fact, all through the terrible ordeal, his companion poked fun and told stories as though nothing extraordinary was lurking in the shadows. The railroad ferry crossing was a particularly vulnerable point in their journey. But nonetheless, they made it safely through. And then the train pulled into Baltimore. "Do we have to change trains?" Lehman inquired anxiously. No, they did not. And yet here they were at the depot in the dead of night. And the train stopped for 10 minutes, then 15, then 20 minutes and more. And nobody seems to know why, and nobody wants to draw attention by going out and asking. The train, in fact, was halted for a nerve-wracking hour before slowly continuing southward, and it would reach its destination at 6:30 a.m., February 23, 1861, many hours prior to the conspirators' expectations. Now, had Allen Pinkerton, whose name one day would become synonymous with detective, had he not risked his own life by infiltrating an organized group of killers and discovering the details of their plans, had he not then alerted Ward Lehman and his companion of the impending peril and personally accompanied them on this, their dangerous train trip south? Dare anyone imagine where the course of human events might have led? Might there even have been a civil war? Had Allen Pinkerton and Ward Lehman not reached Washington, D.C. with their disguised traveling companion who had entrusted them with his safety, the fellow who told funny stories all through the night with 8 Southern assassins out gunning for him, hoping to prevent him from reaching the nation's capital, where he was to be inaugurated president of the United States? Now, you may have thought that John Wilkes Booth was the first man seriously to plot the murder of Abraham Lincoln. But now you know the rest of the story.